and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there people brought to him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Courage, child, your sins are forgiven." At that, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, "Why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your stretcher and go home." He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were struck with awe and glorified God who had given such authority to men. The Gospel of the Lord. I love to teach. In fact, if I had not become a priest, I would have become a teacher. This is one reason I take so much time to prepare my homilies. It is a way to teach people. This is also why I give little summaries of Catholic teaching in French called précis at the parish council meetings. At those meetings, we've discussed Islam and Vatican II and the history of the Old Testament. These are all just outlets for my inner teacher. One of the most effective tools for teaching is by giving a test. At the parish council meetings, I give quizzes on the previous précis. And of course, the parish council loves it when I do that. Now, where is the test for every homily that you hear? Well, it's waiting for you when you walk out the doors of the church after Mass. In other words, how you live your life is the test you take after hearing a homily. Life is a test. But I've learned that the one who is really being tested in every test is the teacher. I tell the parish council members to grade their test after they take it and then to return it. But I tell them, you don't need to put your names on it. Of course, the ones who make 100 always put their names on it. Why no name? Well, because I want to see how well I'm teaching the précis. In other words, the test is really of the teacher. And in a sense, it's my name that's on every test. The student takes the test, but it's the teacher who is graded. The first reading today begins with the ominous and foreboding words, "God put Abraham to the test." Do you remember the terrifying test of Genesis 22? It was the hardest test in all of human history. Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son Isaac. Unbelievably, Abraham was able to pass that test. But do you remember how he managed to do it? At the critical juncture of their journey up Mount Moriah, innocent Isaac asks his dad, "Father, here are the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham, the father of faith, makes a prophetic promise and answers, "God will provide the lamb for the sacrifice." Archbishop Fulton Sheen said that Abraham's words that day were wafted up into the air of Mount Moriah and floated down the centuries for 2,000 years until John the Baptist uttered those words again and sort of answered Abraham, saying, "Behold the Lamb of God," as he beheld Jesus. In other words, how did Abraham pass the test of Genesis 22? He knew that in every test, the teacher is the one who's really being tested. And in this case, it was God himself more than Abraham. When Abraham said God will provide the lamb, he believed that God would give Abraham the grace he needed to pass. Why? Because even though Abraham took the test, God was being graded. It was God's name on the test. My friends, maybe this will give you some comfort and hope when you are put to the test. You see, God loves to teach far more than I do. How often in the Gospels we hear people call Jesus teacher or rabbi, which is Jewish teacher. And like every good teacher, God gives tests to his students. Sometimes his tests come in the form of a devastating divorce, or the test looks like a lost job, or the test comes like cancer, or the test is doubts of faith. Maybe the test is just making it to Mass on Sunday, or saying your prayers each day, or forgiving your spouse one more time. When you are in the throes of that test, remember what Abraham did and say, God will provide the lamb. In other words, God will give you the grace you need in Jesus, the Lamb of God, to pass the test. Why will God give you that grace? Well, because even though you take the test, God is the one being graded. God's name is on your test. I realize this may not give you much consolation. It doesn't get you out of taking the test. But maybe it will be enough consolation, at least to help you pass the test. Praised be Jesus Christ.